run by the Commission?
Oh, not at all.
Not at all. I think the Royal Commission is doing a good job. I think the Royal Commission need to move on to what, you know, there's more evidence to be received. And most importantly, you know, let's look at what happened on the 4th of April and those tapes that were played in the Royal Commission, those phone intercepts, that who was involved and when they were involved, and whether the minister at the time, Shorten, applied to put the union to administration. They were part of a corrupt little gang that was trying to put this union into administration for their own political ends, not because they were concerned for members of the health services union. It was about protecting their power base.
But it appears that they're trying to get you, putting your hand on the till, to pay sir, and they after you.
Of course they're after me. You heard the phone intercepts, you know, we're going to do it. Listen to the phone intercepts, they're all there. You know, the fix was on between Williamson and Brown, and when those tapes were played, and the date that those tapes were played, or when they were recorded, was when Williamson had been stood down. When he'd been stood down, he was having negotiations with the president of the Health Services Union, and, you know, the next National Secretary of the Health Services Union, Chris Brown, who comes here to say that he's got clean hands when he doesn't, when he's conspiring with Williamson to get me. And that's been their plan right from the beginning, because they did nothing for 7 months. For 7 months it was silence out of the ACTU, silence from Chris Brown, silence from the Minister, Shorten, and then all of a sudden, lo and behold, they have a problem. The McLean Foundation meets, Mr. Mookie gave that evidence on the floor. And what was different? I'll tell you what was different. Strikeforce Carnarvon and told Mr. Hayes that the game was up, that Williamson was not going to survive this. And at that point, the Minister gets involved, Shorten gets involved, Dastyari get involved. This is the Minister of the Crown abusing federal Crown resources about putting this union into administration to advance its own political needs. And this is the man that wants to run this country.
It did seem a little awkward. It seemed a little icy as a viewer watching you being cross-examined by your former lover. How was it?
I just could not believe we had the audacity to sit there and want to cross-examine me. Forget the former lover stuff. Everybody makes mistakes and has a charity shag along the way. But quite frankly, what I heard on those tapes the previous day in the Royal Commission, when Brown and Williamson are colluding to who would fix me, they name Mr. Irving, and Mr. Irving is up to his neck in it. Mr. Irving is not your normal solicitor as you, or normal barrister. There are Labor lawyers, particularly somebody like Mr. Brown, is a combatant. Mr. Brown is not your, Mr. Irving is not your sort of Phillip Street refined gentleman. Mr. Brown, Mr. Irving is a combatant in this. Mr. Irving has skin in the game. Mr. Irving has earned a lot of money out of the health services in the last 2 years, and he's been part of the vendetta to bring me down. I'm not making that up, that is fact.
Now, Mr. Brown this morning said that it was a distraction for you to raise your past affair with him to cover up your own wrongdoing. How do you respond to that? From your own union.
Chris
Brown said it was a distraction to cover up your own wrongdoing.
Really?
Yes.
And that's why he was on the phone intercepts when Michael Williamson had been stood down, talking to Michael Williamson how to do me in. That was a distraction, was it?
Point blank, you did not corruptly use funds to go to America or Hong Kong.
Point blank, I did not. I used whatever funds I used, I was authorised to use by my branch committee of management. Mr. Brown knows that. Mr. Williamson knew that. And that's why they set up their little dirt unit with the assistance of the government at the time. We heard tapes that Mr. Pombe was involved in that as well. And the Minister Shorten at the time was involved in that.
How is all this affecting you personally? You're on sick leave. Would you go back and be a whistleblower again? Would you do it all again?
I don't think so. Why would you? Why would you to go through this? Why would you go through this process to get to this point where all they're interested in is Cathy Jackson, and the Minister and the ALP dirt machine have been very successful in that, making sure that the focus of the Royal Commission is me. And what they should be looking at is how did this happen? How was the HSU's corruption allowed to occur even after I'd gone to the police? Even after I'd gone to the police, Brown, Irving, Hayes,
Sorry.
There's a few. The minister, Dracula in charge of the blood bank, Mr. Shorten, an aspiring prime minister of this nation. And I find it quite amusing and distressing at the same time that the media weren't prepared to name him in those rape allegations, and yet the media are very happy to put front page articles of my confidential property settlement and my children's details in the paper. Those documents were obtained illegally. They were not obtained with store permission. And the Australians should hang their heads in shame for publishing
allegations like that.
You did not.
What's the one recommendation you'd like to see come out of this whole thing?
What I'd like to see come out of this Royal Commission is to make sure that union officials are accountable, that there's a break between the ALP and the unions, and that union members get a true say about who runs their unions. There should be a disclosure of union funding and how union elections are funded, whether they be publicly funded or not, I don't know. But there should be a full disclosure about how union elections are funded. And more importantly, all these slush funds that all unions have, and I'd like the Commission not just to look at the NHDA and what happened at the Victoria No. 3 branch, they should look at what happened at every other union in this nation. They should go through every other union official's bank accounts that I've had to provide. You know, I've been in the courts for the last, 3 years. I've had court case after court case. And these people at the Health Services Union rely on, you know, a judicial gang rape of Cathy Jackson because they can afford to do it. They've got lawyers, guns and money. And you should ask them hundreds of thousands of dollars have they spent on getting Cathy Jackson. You should listen to those. They should be looked into, because I understand now the community concern. I totally understand the community concern about them. But the reason they're there and the reason they were set up, not just in my time but before my time, is to get around electoral disclosure. That's what they're about. I'm not sitting here telling you that that's not what it's about. I've been upfront about that. And I've been upfront about that from the beginning.
So you acknowledge.
Of course I was.
You acknowledged that you were using these funds to bend the rules.
No, it was more than that. I was buying protection for my members to make sure that the sharks out there that are circulating every union, people like Stephen Conroy, people like Bill Shorten, who want to gain control, have more votes at ALP state conference, they're cashed up. So you need to have these funds to make sure that these vultures that are circling these unions to take them over aren't able to do that. I'll give you a very recent example. Victoria No. 1 branch are having elections as we speak. The elections are on. An approach was made to the No. 1 branch. I'm not making this up. You can verify that with people at the very No. 1 branch. Dean Mile, former ETU official, met with potential candidates about a month ago and offered them $60,000. When the candidates asked where this money was coming from, the money was going to come from the MUA and the Firefighters Union. This is happening while there's a Royal Commission happening. So let's not lose track of why this Royal Commission was called. Slush funds, I agree, are abhorrent, but to play the game and to be an effective union leader and to be left alone by those vultures, namely Shorten and Conroy from the right, you need to be able to fight back to protect your patch from these people.
Do you think the Commission's lost focus, especially in the last couple of days?
I think it's been a big distraction that the National Executive of the Health Services Union, I think, have been quite successful at with their, you know, lawyers, guns and money. But I remind you again, just listen to those phone intercepts. It wasn't a distraction, it was relevant. It was relevant just in case Mr. Irby turned around and said it never happened.
Did you ever use union slush funds for personal purposes?
No, I
did not.
Whether for
a property settlement or
anything
else?
No, I did not.
Are you concerned you could suffer the same fate as Williamson?